This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This week's podcast is full of special guests. Straight from the UK, comedian Sarah Pascoe drops by for a chat. Lewis from Lessons with Lewis drops by as well. Christina is upset by the way that Jess is spelling her name, and she is not alone. And finally, Angela Johnson, American comedian famous for her YouTube clips, drops by as well. Enjoy. And a very special guest in the studio, winner of Raw Comedy in 2012.
Raw Comedy 2012, thank you very much.
And the Golden Gibbo Award in
2012 was,
And the Moosehead.
And the Moosehead Award, that was last year, yes. No awards Lewis. This year yet because the Comedy Festival hasn't started yet. Hello, I'm Lewis from Lessons with Lewis. Thank you for the introduction. I was going to clap myself.
Oh, that's okay.
Thank you for having me. Super early this morning. Yeah. I'm not really up this morning this early, but that's okay. I hope you don't mind if I can eat my breakfast here. I just grabbed an apple on the way out. I grabbed a banana as well.
Yeah? Where's your banana?
But I got confused. This is just a banana shaker. It's in the shape of a banana, but it's not a banana. It just sounds completely different to what a banana would sound like. It's just a shaker, shaker, not a banana. That's the life of an artist, of a real performer. You just have instruments and things lying around, and that's the life of a real artist.
So you shouldn't have your fake fruit in with your real fruit.
No, but it gets confusing because I have lunch and I take a bite of an apple and then I put my shaker down and it's in mixed up with the bananas.
Speaking of fruit there, Lewis, that's a pretty fruity jumper you've got going on. I've got to ask him. What's going on? That's pretty vintage with the jumper as well.
It's very vintage. Thank you so much. It's got little animals on it. It's got a crocodile, a sun, lots of different colours. I'm sure the people at home can appreciate all the different colours on my jumper.
I love the colours.
If not, you can just see me online. Just Google my name.
Sounds like something Ruby Rose has said.
You are a triple threat.
Whoa.
The name of our show.
It says
so
here that
stealing our thunder there, Lewis.
Yeah, what's going on here?
I'm sorry. I just have to express myself in different ways, and I do that by being a triple threat, by being a singer, an actor, and a dancer, and that's all the things I do in my comedy festival show.
Yeah. Now, usually you perform with your family. Hopefully this isn't a sore point, but where are they? Are you still talking to them?
Yes, we live together still. Family is family and you have to stick together.
Yeah.
But in this show, my dad's not in it.
Yeah.
Only me and my little brother, he's the crew as well. So he has to
be
there.
So you got him doing the lighting?
Sorry?
You got him doing the lighting and the sound?
Yes.
Oh. Does he feel a bit left out?
No, he has to do what he's told.
Oh. Well, he doesn't talk much, so there's not much point in him doing the radio interviews.
Mm-hmm.
He's quite quiet, isn't he?
He's a pretty quiet soul, but that's okay because if he keeps quiet, then he doesn't interrupt the great stand-up comedy jokes that I have. This year I've got new shoes, so I can show them off to people like Jerry Seinfeld. He wears the jeans and the runners, I look just like him. And I've got the red jacket as well.
Show us your shoes.
I'm not wearing the shoes now because I have to save them. I don't want them dirty. You know when you get new shoes and then they get dirty when you use them straight away? You don't want that happening to your new shoes, do you?
Definitely not.
Do you have dirty shoes right now?
I do, but I'm not wearing my good shoes today.
Okay, see, that's why you saved them, didn't you?
I'm with you on the Junners thingo though there, Lewis, because I'm a big Junners fan. I've always copped it for
What's Junners?
Jeans and runners.
Oh.
Oh, okay, jeans and runners.
Hey, Jerry. That was
a thing. That's a thing, yeah. You, me, and Jerry, mate, we're a triple threat.
Junners.
Yeah, Junners.
Is that like brunch?
Yeah, because you're combining two amazing things, putting them together. The practicality of runners and the comfort and style of jeans.
Could you do the same thing with your show? What do you do with your show with radio? You present and you put radio together. So you go, a presenteo.
Oh, that's kind
that's
of the same,
the same,
but pretty
that's
bad.
Pretty good.
So, yeah. Now,
why didn't you play the clapping? Thank you very much.
Now, Lewis, not only do you have a comedy show, but you've also got a TV show starting next Monday.
Yeah, but we can save that. You can plug it after this.
I want to talk about it. Can I talk about it over the music?
No. Shakira. Now, you've got a television show, Lewis.
Congratulations.
Yeah, congratulations
to me.
To
thank you.
Yeah, there's a go.
Thank you so much. When I point to you, could you please do the clapping?
Yeah, I can.
And
do
the
that.
Laughing if you have laughing there. And cat meows if you have cat meows as well.
I can just meow into it.
Okay. Yes, I've got a new television show, and it starts on Monday, March 31st. It's called Famous with Lewis. It's hosted by me, Lewis, from Lessons with Lewis, but the show is called Famous with Lewis. Yep. And we have a special guest coming in, and our first guest is Tony Martin.
Wow.
It's a talk show.
I like him.
Yes, he's very funny and he's very good. He's very educational as well. I learned a lot from Mr. Tony Martin.
Okay, cool.
And that's on Channel 31?
Correct. That's 44? On Channel 31, mm-hmm. Digital 44.
Yep.
You have to adjust to get 44 for the Channel 31. It's a bit confusing, but we'll get there together.
Now, you're pretty busy, Lewis. You've got a comedy show. You've got a TV show. You're eating an apple. You've inspired Jess to eat an apple.
Winning lots of awards.
Thank you, Jess.
You're winning lots of awards.
Very tasty.
My apple's bigger, though.
An apple a day keeps the doctor away. Not really. No. Medication does.
And you're quite spunky in real life, especially in that jumper.
What is spunky?
We'll leave it. Do you have any time for a partner?
Yes.
A boyfriend or a girlfriend? Anything?
No, I don't really. I'm pretty busy with my celebrity status. I'm pretty busy with my artistic choices.
But Lewis, if you had to choose, like if you had a boyfriend or a girlfriend, is there one that you would choose?
At the moment, I'm choosing comedy.
Okay.
So at the moment, comedy is quite important to me and my showbiz lifestyle. And I take a lot of time to spend on that, and I don't think I'll have time for a girlfriend.
So out of boys and girls, you chose that jumper. Fantastic.
I want to ask our lovely friends listening whether...
And everyone else.
Our lovely and non-lovely friends. Mm-hmm. Whether you have a name that is constantly spelt wrong.
Mm.
And if so, what is that? Now, Jess and I have known each other now for... Well, we met through James. How long ago? About 2 months ago, maybe?
I would say 2 months. So
2 months.
8 weeks. Well, seven. Let's call it 7.5 weeks.
7.5 weeks. We've had a lot of interaction through, you know, the messages, the Facebooking, the emails, the chats one-on-one.
Mm.
This guy still doesn't know how to spell my name.
I do know how to spell your name.
Yeah, do it again, James.
No, I can't do it.
No, he's lost it. You killed the mood.
He was so shocked that he couldn't do it again.
Couldn't do it again.
How do you spell my name, Jess?
C-R-I-S-T-I-N-A.
And why are you still spelling it wrong?
Because of habit. I'm sorry
habit.
I threw a H in there. I know what it's like. People always say, oh, is it Jesse? I even get Jeff when I speak to them on the phone because they don't expect a guy to have a name Jess. But I think I man it up and bring a lot of masculinity to the name. But
So you actually, should be more sympathetic.
I am. I'm extremely sympathetic. So I get why you're angry, but I apologize.
How many times have you done it, Jess?
Well, go through our last Facebook feed, James Finlay, and you'll see so many H's in there. It makes me sick. And I expect for people that I don't know, but people that I've been interacting with for quite some time now, that I work with, you know, every Thursday for 3 hours, get it right.
Maybe I'm just so comfortable with you as a friend, Christina. I just let my hands flow and I don't even worry about informal things like spelling, you know, right?
I'm 28 years of people spelling my name wrong. One day I'm just going to crack and I'm just going to punch someone and like, stop it, there's no H. Jess here doesn't know how to spell my name after 8 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm just going
really
to punch him. This has actually been like building up all week. And be like, oh, I just can't wait to just bag Jess on air.
Jeez.
Well, at least I have the ability to defend myself. I'd hate it if you were doing it to a non-co-host.
I think this is all built up from all the people that have done it in the past.
Yeah, it's just my whole life.
And you're just getting the brunt of it. But we have got a couple of texts in on 0427JOY949 or on air at joy.org.au.
Yeah, we've got Joe from Hawthorne that said, my name is remotely interesting, but people always leave the E off it all the time and it's annoying.
Well, maybe, so Joe, we can trade because people always add an E onto the end of my name. They're like, oh, Jesse. And I'm like, no.
Jess.
No, just Jess. The amount of time I feel like on Will, I feel like I should just be on Will and Grace. I'm not just Jack. It's just Jess.
Well, Joe, J-O-E, isn't that the boy and J-O is the girl?
I thought so, but... I'm not one to talk about
I think J-O
sexually
is the
ambiguous
girl.
Names. So. Yeah.
No, you're not. That's true.
Yeah, we've got someone said to me, oh, so it's you with Chris and Jess. The girl with the guy's name and the girl and the guy with the girl's name.
That is so true. Whenever I get a coffee or something, I just say Chris, and then I stand in front of them and they're like, Chris, looking around. I'm like, yeah, it's mine.
Yeah.
It's mine. yeah, so we've got Joe. We also had a text in from Tony. Tony said, that's appalling, Jess, that you can't spell Christine's name. That is the worst spelling of my name I've ever seen. K-R-I-N-S-T-I-N-E.
Oof. Respect, Tony. That's my boy.
Tony, T-O-N-I. Yes. Tony. We've also got a text in just now from Heath in Mulgrave who says, I get a double whammy.
Ooh.
People will spell my surname with a Y. It's Bryce.
B-R-I-C-E-B-R-Y-C-E.
Or people will call me by my surname. Hi, Bryce. Even though my full name is in front of me. That's hard when you've got two first names.
Yeah.
A lot of people actually call me Laria, thinking Laria is the first name.
What?
It's strange, isn't it? Hey, Laria. I'm like, yeah, that's my second name. Yeah. But that's fine. I can be Laria. But Heath, I completely sympathise.
If you're going to change your name, you should change it to Laria. Well, but not Laria.
That would be weird.
If I ever had a kid and it didn't have my last name, I could give it Laria as a first name.
No, but then the kid would be Laria.
No, if the kid didn't have my last name.
Oh, right. Oh, yeah, good point. Oh, that's nice.
Yeah, I know.
Oh,
but nice. That would get weird at Christmas dinners and that type of stuff. It's like Laria, like 10 people say, yeah, because you're thinking to one thing, you say the last name. I would say it's confusion. There's big trouble there. But plenty of texts coming through. We've got another one there as well, Christina.
We've got one from Craig from Paran who said, not sure why, but people always spell my surname with a G in place of a C. Craig.
Well,
crack. Oh. It's like crack.
It's like, what's the crack?
What's the
crack? It's an Irish thing.
Oh, see, a lot of people can sympathise with this.
Sarah Pascoe.
Hello. Hey, guys. You're awake, aren't you?
Yeah, see, that, we're definitely awake.
That sound effect gets me every time because I start to clap and then we've already got it on the backing. So.
Yeah, we've already got that. That goes for way too long.
Ow.
Now, Sarah, I have to say, so your name is spelled S-A-R-A,
yes.
But it's pronounced Sarah.
Yes.
So you have no H.
I don't.
I have no H. Yeah. How do you feel about that?
It's irritating. It's irritating. And also, it's the Sarah with no H is the original Arabic spelling. It's in the Bible.
So
like, we had it first. And someone came along and added an H that you don't hear, that you just see. So yeah, it's annoying. It's just been... Because it's a conversation you have all the time and then you end up being accidentally rude to someone because you think, why am I still having this conversation three times a day? And people ask you, like, oh, why don't you have an H? Like, oh, yeah, yeah, I just thought I'd go through Deepole, get rid of my H, just so I could have fun conversations like this.
I blame the parents, let's be honest.
Yeah, I was named after a song by Hall & Oates, right? There are three songs that have got Sarah spelt like mine. Bob Dylan's Sarah, a really great song.
Okay.
And Fleetwood Mac Sarah, without an H. Ah, really great song. Yep. I'm named after Sarah Smile by Hall & Oates. Thanks, guys.
Well, the only song that's got my name in it is Jessie's Girl, and then everyone's like, yeah, it's your song. I'm like, well, it's kind of not, because it's just Jess, not Jessie. And it's, but I kind of want to own the song at the same time.
You should write your own song.
I try that, but they all just end up in parodies, and it's not very good. Yeah.
So I assume you would always get introduced wrong. Sometimes Sarah.
And also sometimes what happens is that someone I've been friends with, or like, you know, like work colleagues. Mm-hmm. So a couple of years they've called me Sarah, and then they'll see my name written down, think they've been calling it wrong, and change to Sarah.
No.
And you're like, what's happened? Why am I now? Why are you punishing me? Someone else's name. And the worst thing, I've never worked out how to have a joke about it. When I very first started stand-up, they would say, here comes Sarah Pascoe, and it reminds you of school and like the supply teacher, and people laugh at you and it's not your name, and then you go up on stage and go, that's not my name, my name's actually Sarah.
Just add a bit.
Oh, it's also how nice to be here. And you already ruined your own gig by being really moody.
Well, you should just get the ting-tings ready for when you go on stage. Just have
that's
it playing on your phone. It's like, that's not my name.
Yeah. Oh, I
that's
see.
Not my name.
And then everyone will start dancing.
Yeah, it'll get it pumping for the show.
Yeah.
And you've been to Australia plenty of times.
I've been here twice.
Okay.
Which was plenty.
Are you saying that's all we've got to offer? Sarah.
You know where to get me now. Displayed my weaknesses. I've been here twice. This is my third time, and I hope I come every year in the future.
Okay, good.
So my dad lives in Adelaide, so I've been to Adelaide and Sydney, but it's my first time in Melbourne.
Oh.
And everyone always said to me, when I went to Adelaide the first time, they were like, Melbourne's the most like London. And it is.
Yeah.
Mm. Like, I feel, I keep forgetting I'm in Australia.
Have you been on the Melbourne Eye? No. So that's not like the London Eye.
But it's got lights on, so maybe better.
Yeah, it does have lights.
I don't think so.
But, yeah.
I was going to say, the London Eye moves so slowly.
So does this one.
Oh, does it?
Yeah.
But you can't see it move. Is it the same? Is it?
Oh, yeah, that's moving.
Yeah.
but you're a vegan, so you must have you found yourself at home here, because we're very vegan friendly in Melbourne.
I went to the supermarket. I went to Woolworths, and the range of flavoured tofu blew my mind. And I went, my boyfriend, I went, they've got every flavour. I won't have to cook. All these ones, like, that you don't have to heat them up, and you can put them in a stir fryer. I've just been having them with avocado on bread.
Well, there you go.
Pretty happy. Don't have to go in at home. I'd have to go to a specialised food shop.
Yeah.
And it's really, really super expensive. It's not priced like normal food. It's really much more expensive.
Do you have to plan your meals out a lot? Because that's the one thing that I'm very happy about, that I eat anything and everything. It's just, I can be like, oh, I cannot be bothered thinking about ethical choices.
Yes. Or
have my prepackaged food.
Yeah. You get used to it. You get used to where you can eat. That's the thing. So you get used to steering people towards hey, I know where's near here.
Oh, I hate those people who just trick you into eating. So you get to the menu and you're like, oh, I can't wait for like a pizza or a steak. Yeah. And you're like, oh,
wait a minute.
What's with all these crushed chickpeas?
Yeah. My best friend, Katie, she loves meat. And she doesn't trust me anymore. So I go, no, this one's a really nice vegetarian restaurant and it's like actually really tasty stuff. And she says, it's so long since you've tasted anything nice, you don't know anymore. Because she'll get there and she'll be like, you've forgotten what taste is.
There's a line in your press release that I really love that says that you believe that you're immortal and you can control the universe.
Yes, but I think everyone does really. How can you imagine being dead? That's the thing. I know other people die, but I just can't imagine everyone carrying on without me. Just can't imagine it.
Okay.
I think basically, because everything's subjective, I am the universe. It only happens when I look at it. And also the thing about, you know, like when you have coincidences or you really want something and then it happens, that happens to me all the time. Like the fact that I have this job and the life that I have, I really do feel like I think I'm accidentally be God and then not know, but whatever I want I get.
It's like the movie The Truman Show.
That's what, as a child I thought I was, this is in my show, I thought I was being secretly filmed by my mum to see if I was naughty, and then the film The Truman Show came out and I thought, they're onto me, they know that I know they're doing it. Like, that's what I thought it was.
Everyone's watching you.
Yeah. Everyone's had several moments in their life where
you do,
whether it be good, like, oh my God, I'm definitely famous and somebody saw that, amazing. Yeah. That or it's like, shit, I hope nobody saw that.
Yeah, or like they're messing with me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
This is a test. They're seeing how I react now, and I will not steal that money because I know they're watching. But it's really, my show was kind of about those things as a child where you just can't help it. Your mind goes out there, and I was surprised how absolutely everyone has exactly the same things. Thinking your parents can see you when they're not there, and all of those kind of things.
I just love the irrational thing is kids and like how you try to make everything into like you're special and you're amazing.
Yes.
I'm not sure if anybody else did this, but like in the shower, you know, when the water comes off the end of your fingertips, I pretended that I'm like, yeah, that's a superpower. I can control water. It's like, yeah, I can shoot water out my fingertips.
That's so nice.
How much time are you spending in the shower?
It was very interesting. It was a fun time.
Yeah. It's okay. But you also chat about female. You've got an issue with women's magazines, don't you?
Oh, yes. I'll tell you why. It's just basically, I feel like we are so lucky to be alive now in the Western world as women, in terms of we have so much. It's not obviously perfect. There's lots of things in certain cultures that we still need to fight against. But in terms of how it could be, the fact that I can sleep with losers and not have their children, if I can't have children as a society, will help me. And I can be educated up to any point that I want to be, and I can do any job. It's so exciting. And then I feel like everyone I know is miserable because of all of the image stuff.
Yeah.
And I think when you hate what you look like, you shouldn't hate yourself. You immediately, that has to turn into anger, living in a society that makes you think that unless you're good looking, nothing else matters.
I completely agree.
Yeah.
Women's magazines, you just read them and you just, they make you want to feel crap about yourself.
Yeah. And also it's everywhere, because we accept photoshopping in certain places, then in every single advertising placement, and it's really hard, I think, to grow up. And I don't think that it's necessarily mm-hmm. doesn't involve men. It's just that I've never been a man, so I don't know how it feels. But I know that the same thing happens, that a lot more men are becoming anorexic, and I've got friends who go to the gym too much and are really obsessive about yeah. what they look mm-hmm. like. And the same things happen with body hair as well, where it's not supposed to be in certain places. And you're like, oh, for God's sake, leave us alone. It's like, leave us alone. There's enough stuff to do in the world without being like, oh, I just spend 2 hours a day shaving. Yeah. Because they tell me there's a new bit that's not supposed to be hairy.
My knuckles, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty bad here in Melbourne, but I would say in the UK, is it even worse? Because it seems like you have a really bad tabloid culture over there.
Yes, tabloid culture. And also, there is a... It's really odd, actually. I was thinking about drag queens the other day, because drag queens really can pass as women, and then it makes you realise how much of femininity is stuff you stick on yourself. Like nothing. Yeah. If a man can look as much like a woman as a woman, that's because there's nothing womanly about it. It's all like bra stuffing and loads of makeup, dyed hair extensions, fake nails. I grew up in Essex, which is like the epicentre for this. I've got so many family members who've had breast enlargements that it makes you have to have this other reaction to it, when everyone's always going, are you all right with yours? Are you not going to get yours done?
There might be the big fake nail culture there too.
Yeah, it's a big
Essex, no offence, but Essex is quite trashy.
Yeah, but it's a culture.
Yeah, but
it's
a culture. James, the only way is Essex.
Yeah, it's the only way, and we're taking over the world, and you'll all regret it.
In the studio, very special guest, Angela Johnson.
Hello.
How are you?
I'm well, thank you.
No worries. Thanks for coming in. We are very excited, and our listeners are incredibly excited because you're...
Hey, booze, hey. Thanks for tuning in, y'all.
Oh, James is speaking rude.
Don't interrupt. Rude. Mm-hmm.
I've been having people come up to me the last couple of days going, oh, my God, you've got Bon Kwee Kwee on the show.
It's crazy, right? It's crazy. Here I am, guys. Hey.
Well, I mean, you took off so massively with those YouTube clips and sensations. Did you notice just being thrust in it after that? Especially, I mean, the nail salon is the one that really started it for
nail
you,
salon.
Wasn't it?
It was insane. The way it happened is super crazy. Like, I've been doing stand-up for like 8 years now, something like that. Mm. And when I first did this nail salon bit, that's when I first started. It was one of the first jokes that I ever wrote was that nail salon bit.
Right.
And ended up blowing up on the internet. And like, in 1 month, there was like 4 million views on this video. And that kind of propelled me to where I am today.
Yeah.
And that's what kind of made me write more material. People started, this was back when MySpace was hot. Y'all have MySpace?
I got an email from MySpace the other day saying, here are some photos. I've deleted my account. I wanted to forget everything that I did on MySpace. Yeah. And it brought back some memories. I was like,
how do they even still have your info? Yeah, so people started messaging me on MySpace like, hey, when are you coming, you know, to Australia? I got messages back in the day. When are you coming to, you know, the Philippines? When are you coming to Atlanta? Like all these different places. And I was like, oh, I guess I better write some more jokes. And so I did. So I ended up writing more material and started touring. I ended up booking Mad TV and doing Bon Kwee Kwee on Mad TV. Yeah. And then it was just, the rest is history. It just blew up.
I think what's so good about that manicure, the nail salon thing, is that it's so true.
Yeah, it's just real life.
Relate. I was telling you off air that I had my nails done Monday. Similar experience to what
do people
depict.
Tell you this all the time when they get their nails done? They're like, oh my God, I got my nails done.
People tweet me every day. I just got my nails done. I was totally thinking about Angela Johnson. Oh my gosh, at Angela Johnson, I'm getting my nails done right now.
Like, that is what happened on Monday.
But I love it. I love it.
Why you have no boyfriend?
Honey, I love you think of me all the time. Oh, every time you do the nail done, you think of me. I feel so special. So special.
Oh, you just blew my mind.
That was for you. Yeah.
Nice. Well, I think we're done. We can pack up.
Everybody. Good day.
So, comedy festival, you're good. Sweet. Yeah, we're done.
So, how long have you actually been doing comedy for then?
Just like 8 years. Well, 2007 is when the video came out, mm-hmm. but I started in like 2000. 6, or I took a joke writing stand-up comedy class at a church. It was so random.
What kind of jokes were they teaching?
Jesus walks into a bar?
Yeah, exactly. Sinner! No. So it was so crazy. I went to this church in Hollywood that was just very, like, a lot of actors, directors, producers go to this church, right? And there was a comedian there, and she was offering this free class, right? And that's the only reason why I took it, is because it was free. Because I had no desire to be a comic. Like, she just asked me, hey, do you want to come take my class? I was like, well, is it free? She's like, yeah. So I was like, okay, I guess so. And then the first joke that I wrote was that nail salon bit. Yeah. So I took that class like in 2005. And then like the next year is when I did that, filmed that video. And then the year after that is when it came out on
Exploded.
YouTube. Yeah. And it was like a perfect like timing of writing a joke that was relatable to so many people, and this brand new thing called YouTube was coming out. So it was like at a point in life where if you received an email from a friend with a video in it, then you definitely watched it, because you're like, what? I press play and it moves, things happen, right? So it's like pretty exciting to get a video. Now if you click on your email and there's a video, the first thing you do is check to see how long it is, if a commercial is going to play before it, forget it, on to the next, right? So it was like perfect time of like new YouTube and funny joke, and so it just flew like crazy.
Now you got to get your joke into 7 seconds on Vine, and that's just tough.
That I can't
slapstick.
You know, I'm on Vine, and all I do is revine other people's vines that are funny. So follow my account because it's really funny, but it's everyone else.
Huge gay icon.
Yeah, that's so crazy to me. I'm pretty excited to find out that my comedy transcends like the gays of America and of the world. So this is pretty exciting news to me. I had no idea. I didn't even, when we were walking here, she was telling me, she's like, yeah, you know, the gay radio station. I was like, shut up, I'm going to see the gay radio. Like, I didn't know. They love me too. That's great. Yeah. So it's pretty cool to see. I don't know what it is. Like, what people ask me, because I have a really huge gay following. And people ask me, like, why do you think that is? Yeah. I don't know. Like, I can't figure it out. I mean, maybe because Bonquiqui's so sassy.
Yeah. It's the sass.
Yeah. I think that has to be the sass.
But
right?
So is the nail salon chick. She has sass as well.
She does, right? Mm. She's got a little bit of a toed.
Yeah,
she does.
Gays love that. We love that.
Maybe that's it. Yeah. And I love, too, the station is joy. Mm-hmm. Joy. Because, like, to me, like, the gays are pretty joyous. Right? Like, pretty fun to be around. And then every now and then you do catch a bitter gay is what we like to call them. Like, it's... So, I come from... My family... There's a lot of gay in my family.
Really?
Okay. Yeah. My brother, my uncles have been together for, like, over 30 years. My aunts, they've been together for over 20 years. I have 3 kids. Like, it's crazy.
Wow.
So there's a lot of gay in my family, and we like to refer, there's like the fun gays, and then there's the bitter gays. So like sometimes we'll be flying somewhere and we're talking about a flight attendant and be like, oh, he was a bitter gay. Yeah. You know what I mean? And one of my uncles is a flight attendant, and unfortunately he's usually a bitter gay.
I actually met someone recently, and I just assumed he was gay because he was so bitter. And then I said, oh, you know, the gay guy. And they're like, he's not gay. I'm like, why is he so bitter? That didn't make any sense.
And for James's gaydar to be off, that's pretty significant. So.
That's so weird. That's so funny because they're like super joyous or bitter. What is it? Mm. Like, why is that?
Idea. No
why?
Idea.
We need a case study into it.
Yeah. And we'll call it bitter gay. With a question mark. Bitter gay?
Bitter gate?
Look at you.
So what's your show about? Is it just general musings or?
My show's just about general musing. I'm working on my Australian. It's not real good.
Oh, wait.
Imitate me.
I can copy well, but just on whatever. Let me read my bio in an Australian accent. Okay, hold on. Angela Johnson. Angela, they put an R in my name for some reason. Y'all put R's in my name for some reason. You don't say Melbourne.
No.
You take the R out of that.
That's true.
But then you put an R in everything else.
Well, you take it out of somewhere. It's got to go somewhere.
Yeah, exactly.
Put it in your name.
Angela Johnson's comedy. No.
Angela Johnson's comedy.
Comedy.
Well, you're starting to sound a little flight of the Concords now. A little New Zealand almost.
That's what everybody keeps telling me. I'm doing New Zealand.
You sound like Brit and Jermaine now.
Yeah. With a big bang when her viral video
not bad
became an internet sensation.
Stop.
No, is that not good?
No, you don't have pretty good. It's all on the vowels.
Yeah. Mm. Like the hat is hit, right? Like
no, that's New Zealand.
No.
You're wearing a hit.
I'm wearing a hat.
Yeah, that's New Zealand.
My hat is really quite fascinating. Fascinating. Ah, oh, dang it.
That's right.
Wrong country.
You got a whole month to...
Everything
I
do, everything I do turns into Vietnamese anyway. So every accent that I do, like if I'm pretending that I'm from like the UK or something and I'm just like, good morning, actually, I'm going to go down the store. All of a sudden it gets real, I start doing the right? Like going to get coffee and I'm going to... And then all of a sudden I'm like, forget it. I'm Vietnamese again. I'm not real good.
Can you just give us one more Vietnamese line?
Well, okay. So the nail salon skit. So basically, people started recognizing me all over the place, yeah, right? And so I would go get my nails done. And some of the nail ladies liked the joke and they were okay with it, and some did not. So like I got hate mail, I got death threats, like I got a bunch of stuff. And so one time I went in to get my pedicure and the lady that was doing my pedicure, she said to me, "What your name?" And it was not a very friendly greeting. It was not your typical "Hi, honey, how you do? How you, ma'am?" Like it was not your typical greeting. Like it was very like, "What your name?"
And really I was threatening.
Yeah, yeah, for real. Like I owed her money or something. And I was like, "Angela," and she goes, "That what I thought." And I was like, oh, shoot, right? Like, I thought maybe she was going to, like, cut my toe or, like, you know what I mean? Like, I was like, oh, crap. And I started getting, like nervous. And she could see I was getting a little uncomfortable. So she goes, "Don't worry, I don't tell nobody." And I was like, oh, thank you, bestie. Right? So, like, it's just kind of, sometimes I go into a nail salon and I don't know if they recognize me and if they hate me or love me. So,
you just got to give a fake name.
Yeah, well, that, and I started taking my hoop earrings off because people started noticing me for my hoop earrings. I would always wear my hoop earrings all the time. So I'd be like, oh, let me just take these off.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah, it's been crazy.
Has it been a wave after Bon Quick Quick? Because she's got an album coming out.
Yeah, so Bon Quick Quick is on fire, y'all. She is blowing up, which is crazy because that came out in, you know, 2007 as well, or 2008, I believe it was.
What kind of album is it that you've got coming out?
So
Bon Quick Quick's got coming
out. Bon Quick Quick, Don't Get It Twisted, was signed to a record deal with Atlantic Records.
Wow.
And, you know, they have such artists as like T.I., Bruno Mars, you know, they're beginner a little bit. So, yeah, what we did was a few comedic rap songs and we put them up on iTunes ourselves, and we did a couple music videos and put those up ourselves, and then Atlantic heard her music and then signed her to a full deal. So now we have a full album coming out later this year of just some really fun comedic hip hop songs.
Has it got some J-Lo influences? Because I have a feeling there'd be a bit of J-Lo sort of sound in there.
No.
Well, I was wrong. Yeah. So yeah.
No, it's real. It goes, one track is real hood, like real hood, and then the next one is kind of like a girl's anthem that's just like, hey, you know.
She must be really happy to not be working at the burger joint anymore. Is she still there?
Oh no, she got fired. Okay. She got fired real quick.
Has that kind of blown your mind a little bit?
Yeah, totally. Yeah. A little bit, yeah. yeah, it's
a little
it's,
bit.
Yeah,
how's that?
No, that's UK, no. Right?
It's UK, yeah. Yeah.
It's UK. You can do our own accent, Christina. Yeah. It's okay.
It's blown my mind.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.